Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Good morning and praise the Lord. Today is Friday, May 17th, 2024. Today we celebrate the lives of the holy apostles Andronicus and Junia. Andronicus of Pannonia was a first century Christian mentioned by the Apostle Paul in his epistle to the Romans in chapter 16, where he says, "Salute Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me." According to this, Andronicus was a kinsman of Paul and a fellow prisoner at some time, particularly well known among the apostles, and had become a follower of Christ before Paul's Damascus Road conversion. It is generally assumed that Junia was his wife, but they could have been brother and sister, or father and daughter, or no close relation to each other, but to Paul as kinsmen. Translation of the New Testament vary with their renditions of the Greek words translated as of note and apostles. The traditional view of the Eastern Orthodox Church states that Andronicus was bishop of Pannonia, and that Andronicus and Junia were both martyred. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, forgive our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, into the ages of ages. Amen. Our first scripture reading today, May 17th, 2024, is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. In those days, a man named Ananias, with his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property, and with his wife's knowledge, he kept back some of the proceeds, and brought only a part, and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, "Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit, and to keep back part of the proceeds of the land? While it remained unsold, did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, was it not at your disposal? How is it that you have contrived this deed in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God." When Ananias heard these words, he fell down and died, and great fear came upon all who heard of it. The young men rose and wrapped him up, and carried him out and buried him. After an interval of about 3 hours, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. And Peter said to her, "Tell me whether you sold the land for so much." And she said, "Yes, for so much." But Peter said to her, "How is it that you have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Hark, the feet of those that have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out." Immediately she fell down at his feet and died. When the young men came in, they found her dead, and they carried her out and buried her beside her husband. And great fear came upon the whole church, and upon all who heard of these things. Our gospel reading is from the Gospel according to John, chapter 5, verses 30 through 47, and continuing into chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. The Lord said to the Jews who came to him, "I can do nothing on my own authority. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. If I bear witness to myself, my testimony is not true. There is another who bears witness to me, and I know that the testimony which he bears to me is true. You sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth. Not that the testimony which I receive is from man, but I say this that you might be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light. But the testimony which I have is greater than that of John. For the works which the Father has granted me to accomplish, these very works which I am doing bear me witness that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me has himself borne witness to me. His voice you have never heard, his form you have never seen. and you do not have his word abiding in you, for you do not believe him whom he has sent. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness to me, yet you refuse to come to me that you may have life. I do not receive glory from men, but I know that you have not the love of God within you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe, who receive glory from one another, and do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? Do not think that I shall accuse you to the Father. It is Moses who accuses you, on whom you set your hope. If you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote of me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? After this, Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a multitude followed him, because they saw the signs which he did on those who were diseased. Heavenly King, Comforter, Spirit of Truth, present everywhere and filling all things, treasury of blessings and giver of life, come and abide in us. Cleanse us from every stain and save our souls, gracious Lord. The Holy Fathers say unanimously the goal of the Christian life is to love God and our neighbor. This must be our goal. But a man who has not learned to reject pride, to trap himself in self-love, in self-doubt, in condemnation of his neighbor, in constant exaggeration, no matter what clothes he wears, from worldly to monastic, if he does not overcome this evil, he will not even approach God, to the place where God reveals himself. Such a person will simply dwell in charm, and may he remain in this charm until the end of his days, feeling perfectly as a spiritual, as a true Christian, as a true disciple of Christ. But anyone who condemns his neighbor, i.e., whoever exalts himself over his neighbor, and considers he has the right to judge another person, will find that right with God. He will be judged by the judgment of God. For it is said, "Do not judge, that you will not be judged." Matthew chapter 7, verse 1. Any man that exalts himself will be cast down. Spiritual life is not easy at all. It is not a sweet baby murmur, but a spiritual wave, a spiritual war with demons, the world, and the flesh. And few reach the highest step, the highest love. Only those who manage to find the strength to deny themselves, take up their cross, and learn from Christ's humility reach there. This is a portion of a homily delivered by Metropolitan Tikhon Shevkunov. That passage from the book of Acts reminds me of people I've met in my life who speak very flowery words, and they come across as very spiritual, just like this charmed personality that Metropolitan Tikhon was describing. But they reveal themselves to be untrustworthy. They commit sin with their words by either outright lying or making promises that they have no intention of keeping. Years ago, I overheard a conversation. I was working on a job somewhere, and the boss, or the person in charge, was having a conversation with one of his employees. And this employee he had a foul mouth. He used a lot of profanity throughout his work. And it wasn't a problem because it was a construction type job, and that's just part of the deal. Well, I was of a mind at this part of my life where I was living one of those charmed lives, where I was feigning to be a spiritual person, but inwardly I harbored judgment toward people who used language like that. And so I would complain to the boss and said, this guy curses too much. Can you do something about that?" And he said something along the lines of, "You know what? He may use a lot of profanity, and it may get on your nerves, and it may bother you. But I tell you what, That man is trustworthy. If he says he's going to do something, you can count on it. He's going to do it. And if he says something, you know he's telling the truth. And that has stuck with me. All these years later, I think about that when I was reading the account of Ananias and Sapphira. Their sin was not that they gave only a portion of the proceeds of their land. Their sin was lying. They claimed that they gave the entire portion of what they received for their land, when in fact they didn't. So they were charmed, weren't they? They were living that charmed life. They were trying to come across as spiritual, but in fact they lied, and they paid a very costly price. Food for thought on this Friday, May 17th, 2024. There are problems with using profanity, and it's not something that I advocate. It's not something I recommend or I wouldn't condone it. But at the same time, if the person using that type of language can be trusted, then you take it with a grain of salt. You live with it, and you realize what is the true sin when it comes to our speech. The real sin is gossip, telling half-truths, untruths, outright lies, making promises that we know we can't keep, we have no intention of keeping. We make the promises just so we can carry on a certain vibe with people, but that vibe is false. My name is James D. Newcomb. I am grateful that you have pressed play on today's episode of Good Morning and Praise the Lord. You can find us on the web at overtlyorthodox.com, where all of these episodes, the archives can be found. And subscribe to the podcast. Just go on your favorite podcast player, either type in my name or type in Good Morning and Praise the Lord, and it'll come right up. Hit that subscribe button, and then you'll be notified every time a new episode is released, which is every morning, every single morning. With that, I bid you farewell. I wish you a blessed day, and we will be in your earballs tomorrow. We close, as we do every morning, with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.